Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 30s outside. Temperatures soaring today all the way to around 50 degrees, and we are welcoming the warm weather today. We are now on Friday, or at Friday. It's another successful week of radio broadcasting, the Wings of the Word broadcast, updating you on what our great God continues to accomplish. He is great and greatly to be praised. I bless His holy name and continue to lift my hands high in the air and give Him maximum glory for all that He has done and is doing and is going to do in all of our lives as we honor and glorify Him. Thank you for praying for us as we continue to work on the home project, continue to build doors, continue to teach students on how to do all of the different projects, continue to have the trade school and continue in the education of the training of these great champions for Christ. Almost 70 students in our Christian Academy. I'm preparing right now to go down and preach chapel service. It's 7:08 a.m. and our chapel service starts at 8:10. And I'm going to be preaching to them and challenging them from the Word of God and believing the Lord for a wonderful, wonderful day. And then more projects on the schedule today and just busy about the Father's business. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us, especially for our services this Sunday, that the Lord would just move in power and great glory and we'd experience a great spirit of revival. Now, for some of you that want to get out of your comfort zone, travel a little bit, December 6th, 7th, and 8th, we're going to be hosting the Pastor Refreshers Conference with Brother Joe Author is going to be preaching, Brother Michael Plowman is going to be preaching, Brother Robert Jarvis is going to be preaching, and so many people singing and preaching, and we look forward to you being there if you want to come. The Thren family, the AG family, and others will be singing, and so it's going to be a great time. Please mark your calendars and come out for this great event. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in James chapter number 2 and verse number 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so true. The body, you take the spirit out of the body and it's dead. And so faith without works is dead also. If a man says he has faith and does not have works that follow along with it, then his faith is a dead faith. Real faith produces gospel works. And I'm challenged today from this, reading through my Bible and wanting to give some fresh bread from heaven on this broadcast. And I'm challenged, and I want you to be challenged by this also. What kind of works are with your faith? What kind of works do you find that accompanied your faith? Do you have any works? Do you have any type of works that accompany your faith? If you don't have any works, then your faith is dead. It's dead faith. Real faith produces works. I submit unto you today, first of all, it should produce the work of soul winning and evangelism. Real faith. When you get saved, you want to tell others about what the Lord has done for you. You want to share the gospel, whether in through your lips, whether through your life, whether through literature. You want to get the gospel out. You want to tell everybody, far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And real faith has the works of getting the gospel out. Real faith has the works of being kind and considerate one to another, and the fruit of the Spirit. Oh yes, a believer that says they have faith has works that accompany that, and it's the works of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those are wonderful works that a believer has. You're able to show the love of God everywhere you go. You know, people that are in our churches or in other churches or around that are just ornery and ugly all the time, and they just can't get along with anybody and don't like the preacher and don't like the Sunday school teacher, and they don't like one another, and they end up getting out of church. And you begin to wonder, honestly, you do. Am I the only one that begins to wonder? Come on. Is there anybody else that begins to wonder, hey, is there real faith there? Because real faith has works that accompaniment. So faith without works is dead. If you don't have works that accompany your faith is a dead faith. And my dear friend, I don't think there's a person listening to this broadcast today, unless you just happen to scroll across the radio dial and you might be a heathen, but I believe every one of us today desire to have living faith, not dead faith, but faith that works accompany. May God help us as believers to have a faith that is accompanied by works, and may we work, for the night is coming when no man can work. Let's sing it as we depart our radio station today and radio broadcast. Work, for the night is coming when man's work is o'er. That's right. We must work, for the night is coming when no man can work. And may the Lord help us. May He guide us. May He direct us. And may He challenge us afresh and anew from the Word of God today. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I pray that you have a good day, a great weekend. Pray for us as we minister the Word of God and preach the Word of God on Sunday here in Maine. And pray that God would lead us and guide us as a place to start a brand new church for His glory and His honor. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again on Monday.